Like, because it's data. And how we use that data within that same context exactly what
like an API. That's the way I'm
what we've been trying to build for a long time.
I don't say it a lot, but I am technical, guys.
What? No, I can tell Lutz knows his shit because he can talk about SEO. That's some complex shit.
That's what we've been trying to do for a long, long time is all this data. Yeah, you can get off MetaTrader. You can look at your phone. You can look all this shit up, or you can have something to do it for you.
Yeah, well, that's what we talked about initially was, like, I think the words trading while you sleep was, like, probably the most appealing shit to me.
Yes. While you sleep, tomorrow you wake up and your trade that you wanted to make.
Well, okay, hold on. I'm a MetaTrader trader, okay? Look, I use expert advisor robots that I program myself. They're more or less, like, even though they're not called that, they're called trading robots, more or less. Let's be real. So what, like, are you using a trading robot? Is it just literally trading, like, from the terminal as if it was a trader? Like, what is it?
It is trading from the terminal, and you can trade as a bot itself, and you can trade through that.
Okay, so you're making an EA, or you're making a trade for, like, on the user's behalf?
It's a expert analyst on the side.
Oh, okay. But, so the user's running a terminal. You're running a terminal with the user's credentials. That has an expert advisor.
Exactly.
Hey guys,
and you can do the...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I just want to throw this out there. All right? What if you had the potential of investing, let's say, in Bitcoin, and then using that same Bitcoin to buy multiple coins?
Mm-hmm.
So you put a buy order with that same Bitcoin on multiple coins. No, not futures. I'm talking about a DEX, right? Okay. So you can use the same Bitcoin to put a bid on multiple coins, and the only time you lose is when somebody actually sells into that.
Right. Okay, so you're talking about something along the lines of spend a many, but for a trade.
So instead of putting a Bitcoin, right?
One Bitcoin fills a bunch of different orders, but only the one that hits.
And the only one that hits is the one that matters.
Right. Well,
it's pretty interesting, actually. As a trading concept, actually, that's a pretty interesting concept.
It's interesting, but let's take comparison to the other, platforms that you're working out. To the platforms.
No, I mean, that's pretty. That's pretty cool.
I like it. Yeah, but let's take that to the different platforms that you are trading on. Do you think that there's going to be how much of a difference between one to another?
Well, hold on, man. I want to entertain this for a second. Like, as a trader, he's got my juices flowing now.
Sounds like a fucking feature.
It's a fucking cool idea. He's got my juices flowing now. Really? Right? So, like, let's apply this, though, to other markets. Like, cryptocurrency buy and sell orders are very static when you're spot trading. But let's apply this to something else. Gold. Gold, for example. Everybody loves fucking buying and selling gold. Let me put it this way. Everybody in the day trading market thinks gold is the fucking shit. And I don't know why, honestly. I'm not a gold trader, but a lot of people are.
I'm big on silver.
Yeah, so no, silver too. Okay, silver is another precious metal. Let's say precious metals in general, right? Commodities, exactly. What if you threw this same concept out as, like, say, one Bitcoin to fill the best order out of commodities? Like, this introduces some very interesting approaches that Vega can take in the market for using a decision tree, and it's regression logic, I think, is what
you have to use a different strategy for sure.
I just think that what Lutz is talking about is really fucking interesting in terms of you could use your machine learning to decide which is the best order to fill.
What's interesting about commodities is they stay more close to the linear regression line than any of them. Period.
Interesting.
It's just proven. So now you're taking something, that Vegas has been predicting already and doing already, and you're sticking much closer to that line than any other market before.
I mean, that's really interesting. So what made you choose cryptocurrency over traditional markets like that, if they're so aggressive?
I'll tell you why. The volatility will help us optimize it for other markets. Like when you see the worst of something, when you see maybe the most volatile of something, if you can come up with some optimizations to control that, you can basically control anything.
That's actually a really interesting response. I literally didn't anticipate that response. Like I try to think about what somebody's going to say ahead of time, but I literally didn't anticipate that response. Like, honestly, that's pretty cool. Like he's basically saying, if I can figure out your worst, I can figure out your best.
Exactly. Take it from the worst and reverse engineer it into the best. Is basically our idea.
No, that's a pretty interesting response, to be honest with you. I mean, I think what Lutz is talking about deserves some merit, though. You guys over there should take a look at that. It's good to talk about, and whoever the hell implemented that first is a fucking smart motherfucker. Let me just say.
But it's nothing. Be honest with them.
Oh, don't tell me.
Don't tell him. Don't say the words. Wait, what's his name? Oh, fuck.
What you just said about him.
I got a replay of my mind for years.
You're going to save that forever. All right. Hey, no. Please replay this to him. James, you smart motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
Oh my God! No, if he had any idea, no, but seriously, no, that's crazy, man. I honestly, pretty clever, man. Pretty clever.
Nothing that I haven't already thought about, though. I mean, honestly, that was coming out of the woodworks of what I was.
You know,
I
know this other guy who always says shit like that. He's always like, yeah, no, I was working on something like that. His name is Asphyxia. And I swear to God, every time you have an idea that comes to market, he was like, yeah, I was already coding that. It's cool.
I'm here for a reason, man.
I'm not here for some fucking movie hype.
I don't have no Black Panther hype going on here.
No Black Panther hype. Oh my God, how many people hyped that shit? Brian and I were in New York literally last weekend.
Yeah, we tried to hit you up, by the way, you asshole.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Dude, everybody
in New York hyped this movie, Black Panther, I swear to God. Not one person said a bad word about the movie.
We're sitting here trying to go to Aladdin.
Yeah, no, we're going to Aladdin, the Broadway show, and everybody's like, you gotta go see Black Panther, man.
Said, I'm gonna go fucking see Aladdin, bro.
Really?
He gives us a really, like, you're not a Broadway fan?
No, I didn't see Black Panther.
Oh, you did? Oh, no, I haven't seen it either, honestly, yet. I intend to. I am going to go see it, but if you're going off sentiment analysis, bro, Black Panther's the best movie ever. Best movie ever made.
Mm-hmm. If you live in New York City, then you definitely know about the next Broadway plays.
My old man.
Which part? 36 West.
Oh, dude, I've never been there, but if it's the west side of 36, that's a nice actually area.
Listen,
now,
we,
but
we
depending on when
you
work
Mad-
there, who knows?
we hit this place called Mad Hatter. Ah.
No, man, no free hype. Legit, no free dude. Hype. Charge for hype, dude. No free hype. Don't be dropping names.
Don't be dropping names, dude.
We charge for that stuff.
I know. Lutz be charging for that shit. Yeah. We'll go over there and ask them if they want to come on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, you want to see this underground, like, speakeasy? You're going to have to pay me, like, half a Bitcoin to talk about.
No. Kate, the girl from Dublin who runs the bar, though, she'll jump in on it. Don't worry. You'd love to have her on your show.
I'd love to just have her, bro. I'd love to just have her.
Man. No, Dublin came to us, man.
Did you go to Dublin?
Yeah. What? Oh, no.
No.
Yo.
Queens?
I don't think so.
Yeah, oh, no. We were in Queens.
Astoria,
Brooklyn, fucking all over, man. I showed Brian around, man. I mean,
I actually ended up showing him around.
Yeah, I know, right? Actually, I'm not going to lie. He was showing me around. It's funny as hell. Like, yo, true story.
Yeah.
Did you go to Gardens?
I'm sorry, say again. Couldn't hear you.
Spumoni Gardens, Brooklyn.
Oh yeah. No! Actually, no. We didn't go over there.
But
honestly, when I say I showed him Brooklyn, I mean we went to the bars.
Yeah. And then when we were around Queens, man, we just walked around. I showed him these different places, and he was like, "I never knew about this place." So you know, he had been there. He knows more about New York than I do. And I'm sitting there like, let's go into this motherfucking bar right here. Let's see what they got to offer. Look,
I'm more of a skyline guy. I like hanging out on the skyline, right?
The local digs, man. I found these like diamonds in the rough, and yo, we had a good time, dude. We had a great time.
No, we just got to bring Lutz out on the next one, man.
Exactly. We were trying to bring you out in the first place.
What is that show, man? Insomniac back in the day with
Insomniac. I think
you ever seen that show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go out with Lutz on an Insomniac tour. Get Lutz out.
Yeah, it was the one where everybody just brought. It was that bald guy that brought people.
Yeah, out. Exactly. It like, exactly.
It was like
I'm a bad boy, bro. I don't trust myself.
No, I was gonna say you moved in with your girl recently, right? So I'm not sure you're even gonna be able to go out. Amen, brother. Amen.
You see me on the radio talking.
Seriously, that's why I want to go out with you. You need a wingman over here, ultimate wingman. Hey, my boy runs a radio show. You want to be on the radio, girl?
Forget the radio.
We got my car. I love this guy.
I fucking love it.
I love this guy, man. Yo, I think Mr. Wicks dropped out.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just dropped out of the chat. Yeah, I think he's like, fuck this, I'm going to the bar. Just took off.
When nature calls.
I was just saying. I think you dropped out. You were like, "Fuck this! I'm going to the bar. I'm getting laid tonight. I'm out."
Yeah, I was just like, all this talk just got me going, dude.
Hey man, it wouldn't be the first time he's bailed out on a meeting.
Hey, fuck off.
I know, right?
Not enough.
Yo, legitimately though, this has run on a little long, and I actually have a prior engagement. I had mentioned previously I might need to drop out. Unfortunately, I have a prior engagement, so I'll leave you, gentlemen.
I'm gonna say you right now, the notorious, the man from Novus.
Notorious is a separate project in MMOs, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, all right, so I'm just going to clarify. I want to clarify that a little bit. Thank you for asking that question.
Yeah.
So initially, Asphyxia and I started Novus Through Together as a collaborative project. It was not separate. However, the main thing is I wanted to build something a little more overarching, and I required his blockchain technology to do it. His blockchain technology, however, takes a long amount of time to build. Let's be real. It's rigorous to test and deploy a blockchain technology. At the end of the day, I want to move more rapidly than he can provide me the tools to move on. So we had to split our entities up. Honestly, it made the most sense. So that when I do create the network I'm looking to create, and I do call it the Novus Network,
I want to onboard clients to his working blockchain, and I want to have a large overarching project and a large overarching blockchain that can support the interests of everybody who's joining it, using it, and utilizing the technology. And I don't want to do it for the purposes of, increasing the price or manipulating the market. I want to do it because each and every person leverages the technology the same way Mr. Wix here, Brian, is leveraging the AFIX technology.
The Vega.
A lot of people probably don't understand this, but Vega is very intrinsically tied to the use of AFIX. And it's not right now at this moment, but the way it plans to decentralize and scale out and use the Novosphere technology and the AFIX technology is truly unique and should be considered the first use case for the AFIX technology.
Right. It's not dependent, but the amount of use cases that we have come up to with a daily perspective has leveraged.
So just to end this, put this on an ending note, I'll answer your question by saying that while we're separate entities, everything I'm doing, every goal I have is to onboard clients who have use cases for the Novosphere. Every single client I bring onto my Novus network has a use case for the Novosphere. And it's not a use case to pump a coin price. It's a use case to make the world change. Yeah. We're trying to change the world and nothing less.
Literally everyday people that have been using anything in cryptocurrency, that have been trading in cryptocurrency, that want their data on a certain platform. This is all use case that honestly Vega is not tying themselves to, but leveraging the opportunities.
Nobody wants to hear about Vega, bro. Shut up.
Hey, ouch. You're fucking ouch, dude.
Fucking ouch.
How much did you invest again, bro? How much did you invest again? Fuck you.
Whoa, hey.
You wanna come back?
Let's calm down, everybody. I'll leave this on a positive note by saying, listen, go ahead.
I just wanted to know. Is Amos working with Novosphere, or is it now going to be separate? Now you brought some new news into the deal.
All right, so...
Let's put Vega on the side for a second, brother.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm not going to speak for Asphyxia. I will never speak for Asphyxia and his plans. However, I will say this. Every client that I onboard onto my network, and that includes Mr. Wix here, has a use case for Atmos. They have an active reason to own Atmos and for it to fuel something in their system. Okay. That's all I can speak to as to that.
And which we do not spend, by the way.
Even if he didn't receive any Atmos, Asphyxia was gracious enough to open up Atmos toward his ICO. But even if he hadn't, there would have been a use case for Atmos for the Novosphere blockchain, regardless of whether or not he had any as
well. Exactly.
So is Novosphere working with Atmos, or are you guys splitting?
Well, no. Atmos is Novosphere. That's their coin, man.
Oh, okay.
I personally don't have a cryptocurrency backing. I did no ICO for what I'm doing. It's all self-funded. My Novus network is we have our own revenue models and our own profit models. So we're consulting. But at the end of the day, we're consulting to bring average everyday people onto the Novosphere. That is our goal at the end of the day. It's self-funded. It's only because, honestly, I'm going to tell you the 100% truth.
You're
breaking
up,
brother.
Can you hear
me? Sorry. Bad storms.
Get out of
here. Bad storms.
Good. Sorry for holding you up.
At the end of the day.
Thank you for coming on, though.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Man, it's been great talking to
you. Can
you
guys hear me better?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Bad storms. I just wanted to wrap this up by saying Atmos and the Novosphere are the same thing. So to clarify that for you guys, Novus Network is we kept the same name sort of because our interests still stay in the same area. And that is to say every client I'm onboarding is to use Atmos in some way, shape, or form. So anyway,
Thank you, guys. Lutz, thank you for having me on. Seriously.
Thank you so much.
I dearly thank you for indulging me in some theory about quantitative trading and sentiment analysis, all that. Anytime you want to have me on to talk about trading and stuff, I'm always here for it, man. I find it such a fascinating topic.
You hit me up anytime, man. We don't have to be on air to talk about that stuff.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, so love you guys, and I will catch you later. All
right, man, take care. Love you, bro. User disconnected. Anyway. Excellent stuff, man. Hey, fuck it. I ain't even going to talk about it. You know what? All I got to say right now is, man, you know what? We like you heard from the man's mouth. I've been working with this guy for a long time. Intelligent motherfucker. He's probably the most intelligent that I've ever met.
He's from New York.
But you know what? I will tell you right now that, like he said, he's building a bigger picture. And we're part of that bigger picture, especially with Atmos and what we can do with Novus. And I'm excited.